little bit of nostalgia in that song. It's not like that today, but it used to be that way. I remember the day when we were free in America and not under the communist Zionist synagogue of Satan control. And so I just play that song for a little bit of nostalgia to remind you of the day not too long ago, about 30 years ago, when we were free in America. But it's not that way today. Now, remember last week, folks, we were talking about the Talmud, the Babylonian Talmud, which is really Phariseeism, and how the Talmud says even the best of the Goy, the Gentiles, should be killed. And in the Kabbalah, it actually says that and points to the fact that they're going to kill Christians in the millions when the communist Zionists who call themselves Jews that are actually Gentiles that run Israel today get their New World Order set up. They're going to kill the Christians. Unless you give up Jesus Christ, you know, swear to give up Jesus Christ and accept the Pharisee religion of the Babylonian Talmud. And so with that in mind, I want to ask you folks to get ready to get involved again, like we do every week here, make phone calls and everything, because we've got the hate bill threat coming on us again, where they're going to persecute Christians with the hate bill if they can get it passed through the Congress of the United States. So with that in mind, I want to bring on a dear brother of ours, yours and mine, Reverend Ted Pike, director of the National Prayer Network, and which is a Christian conservative watchdog organization. And he also has a website, truthtellers.org, which you should go to regularly, folks, because he is doing exactly what God told him to do and told you and me to do, and that's being a watchman on the wall and sound the alarm when the enemy approaches. Well, the enemy's in the camp now, so we haven't done our job, but Reverend Ted Pike has done his job for many, many years trying to warn us of these things. So without further ado, let's go to our brother, Reverend Ted Pike, to talk to us about this latest hate bill threat. Brother Pike, are you there?
I certainly am. Thanks for having me again, Jack.
Good to have you on, brother. Go right ahead.
Well, I think many of your listeners are very familiar with the long-term fight against the federal hate crimes bill. It was originally introduced in 1998 by the Anti-Defamation League, which are these Antichrist Jewish supremacists that are attempting to subvert our Christian civilization so that their own New World Order can be established.
Yes.
They're using the hate crimes laws as a front to do that, giving the impression that they have tremendous compassion on suffering homosexuals and they do not want minorities victimized or slandered, and even verbally in Canada and other European countries. The truth of the matter is that these hate laws are a sword which are pointed at Christians. Christians are going to bear the brunt of hate laws because what these hate laws say, once they're established in power, is that to criticize federally protected groups verbally and publicly, such as Jews, such as homosexuals, and so on, is a hate crime, is a speech crime. And what this does to Christians is it automatically makes them into fugitives from the law, hate criminals, because all of these hate laws say that the Bible itself is hate speech.
Yeah, hate speech, that's right.
The passages out of Romans, the passages out of Leviticus, which describe homosexuality as an abomination, are, according to hate laws in Canada and in many European countries, are basically hateful, homophobic hate speech. And for that reason, in countries like Canada, it is illegal now in the pulpit, on a talk radio show, even on the street corner, to criticize homosexuality in public. And many Christians now have been victims bearing the brunt of these hate crimes laws. Many Christians, pastors now, have been fined, exhausted in the courts, exhausted financially from the hate crimes bureaucracy. And that is coming to America right now unless we stop it. The big federal hate bill could be introduced in Congress literally by the end of this week, and it could go through Congress very fast.
Okay. We're ready, brother. We're ready to make our calls and talk to our elected things and tell them no to the hate crime laws.
Absolutely. We have to be proactive. And I say that because we can't wait for the enemy to come to us. We have to start educating now, calling, actually creating controversy on Capitol Hill from the very first day of Congress, which begins again tomorrow. And the reason we need controversy is very simple. You see, last Congress, that's the 110th Congress, both the hate bill passed in both the House and the Senate, and it was miraculously defeated at the last minute in December as a result of Democrats joining with Republicans and refusing to vote for the arms bill that had the hate bill attached. Surely a great miracle of God. But the fact of the matter is it did pass the House overwhelmingly. It did pass the Senate. And what this means is that when the hate bill is introduced into the House Judiciary Committee, maybe as early as next week, if it were introduced this week, it could be introduced in the judiciary very quickly. These Democrats, like Representative Conyers, who preside over the House Judiciary, do not want to have hearings, because hearings will slow down the passage of the hate bill. They'll also encourage Republicans to grandstand as they did last year. Last year, as a result of massive calling to the House Judiciary Committee, no less than 11 Republicans proposed 11 different amendments attempting to water down the hate bill. And for two or three days there in the House Judiciary Committee, all of Congress was aware that the hate bill was getting a lot of criticism and the Democrats were kind of having to hunker down and take it from the Republicans. Anyway, the Democrats this year absolutely do not want to reproduce that kind of a spectacle. What they want to do is to shoot it through the House Judiciary Committee immediately, getting a voice vote to send it forward to the House.
Okay, brother. Hang on to your thoughts right there.
Hey, I turned on the television just to watch the evening news. What I saw made me want to crawl right through that tube. They were talking about a wedding, but they only showed two men. So I fired off an email with an invite just for them. Come on down to the barn. Come on out to the barn. You won't see two roosters walking arm in arm. They couldn't make a chicken. They don't have an egg to hatch. We got said love to brother. I don't think he meant like that.
No, folks, he didn't mean like that. Okay, we're back again with Reverend Ted Pike. That's one of my favorite songs, Reverend Ted Pike, but I guess I could go to jail for playing that if the hate crime bill passes, right?
Well, the problem with these hate bill initiatives is that once they're enacted into law, they have a tendency to proliferate.
Right.
You see, the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, which established, basically persuaded Parliament in Canada in 1971, to pass their federal hate crimes law, they assured the legislators, the MPs, that this legislation would only protect homosexuals and federally protected groups from violent words, violent hate crimes, and so on. And
yes,
it would never,
not true. Not true.
Never threaten free speech. But very quickly what happened was once the justice system of Canada was changed by this law into a bias motivation a justice system, then the local magistrates in all of the provinces, the legislators and so on, said, well, we have to protect homosexuals, Jews, etc., not just from violent hate crime, we have to protect them from verbal violence, speech, words that might hurt their delicate feelings and cause homosexual self-esteem to be diminished, you see. And then very quickly, those became laws which banned the words from the Holy Scriptures that are critical of homosexuality. And very soon, the Holy Bible itself became hate speech. So
yes.
That today in Canada, it is illegal for any pastor in any pulpit in Canada to quote from Leviticus, a quote from Romans, and hold homosexuals up to hatred and contempt in the public, in the pulpit. And the same true of talk show hosts or even people on the public street corner. They can be immediately arrested and indicted for violation of Section 319 of the federal hate law. Now, that's the same thing is going to happen here in the United States if this federal hate law is passed, largely because exactly the same people who promoted it in Canada in 1971 are solidly behind it here in Congress right now, and that's the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League. And what they're really after is their hearts are not filled with compassion for the suffering of homosexuals, etc. What they want to do is to create a law that makes it a crime, literally a federal crime, to speak and believe and teach the words of the Bible. And
yes.
Many Christians.
Yeah, the ADL is the one that said that the Bible is hate language and hate talk, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and
right.
You see, and, what?
And brother, isn't this going right along with the Pharisees' book, the Talmud, to persecute and kill Christians? I just got the funny feeling that they're going to make it a hate crime to have and even own a Bible, and you'll go to prison. And when the Christians go to prison for having a Bible, they may very well put them to death. Yeah,
well,
because I read Kabbalah that you put on your show or put on your website, truthtellers.org, and also the police and military soldiers and Jewish soldiers and police have shared with me what the Talmud says about Christians, several pages there about hate, horrible hate speech against Christians and Christ.
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Well, you see, the problem here in a nutshell is that 2,000 years ago, the Pharisees led the majority of the Jewish people into rejection of their true Messiah, Jesus Christ.
Right.
And they did more than just reject him, they crucified him.
Yeah.
He said, let his blood be upon us and upon our children forever.
Uh-huh.
And so a tremendous controversy was created there between Judaism and the Jewish nation versus the infant church of Jesus Christ. And the book of Acts recounts close to 20 different instances of outright persecution of Christians by Jews. And but this controversy, this warfare, this competition between Christianity and Judaism has lasted for the last 2,000 years and is certainly contained in the Kabbalah and the Talmud. And what hate crimes laws do is basically are a legal means whereby Christians, by definition, because they believe that the Jews killed Jesus, as recorded in the book of Acts and in the Gospel, because they believe in the evil and the abomination of homosexuality and so on, hate laws, by definition, make criminals out of Christians just for believing and holding to biblical standards.
Right.
And in fact, to prove that, I'll just show you how that is our own government is beginning to embrace that. The ADL persuaded Congress several years ago to establish an Office of Global Anti-Semitism in the United States State Department. And in the most recent report of this ADL front organization in our own government in the State Department, the Office of Global Anti-Semitism very flatly states that those who believe that the Jews had Christ killed 2,000 years ago are classic anti-Semites. Our own government is now saying that basically millions, tens of millions of Bible-believing, New Testament-believing evangelicals are now classic anti-Semites. Well, what is a classic anti-Semite? Well, according to ADL jargon, Adolf Hitler is the ultimate classic anti-Semite. And in fact, Abraham Foxman, who's the head of the ADL, claims that the New Testament and Jesus Christ and the apostles and the church fathers are directly responsible for the Holocaust against Jews of World War II. They are classic anti-Semites who inaugurated basically a reign of persecution and terror against the Jewish people for the past two millennia. So you see how they're setting us up to be terrorists, anti-Semites, stimulators of violence and bigotry throughout the world.
Yeah. I tell you what, brother, I disagree that Hitler is the greatest anti-Semite, because we have John Hagee today that's telling Jews that they don't need Jesus Christ to go to heaven. They have their own route.
Absolutely.
So that's about the most hateful thing you can do, is send all these Jews to hell,
as
John Hagee is doing.
Yes, and concerning Hagee, Jesus said that if anyone will deny my name, deny me and my name before men, I will deny him before the Father. And Hagee has joined together with a liberal Jewish activist, David Brog, who was the general director of Lauren Spector's office in Washington, D.C., a Hagee advocate.
Yes, I see. Yeah, he's an evil man, that John Hagee. Boy, I'll tell you, I love the Jewish people, and you do too, brother. And to tell them they don't need Jesus Christ to get to heaven is sending them into the pits of hell. And John Hagee knows that. That's the sad thing about it. Okay, we're going to a break. We'll be right back, brother. Okay, folks, we're not going back down on the farm right this minute. We're going to go back down to Reverend Ted Pike. Reverend Ted Pike, please go ahead, brother.
Well, one of the reasons I'm so proactive, as I mentioned earlier in this program, is that we could see an extremely accelerated movement of the hate bill through the House Judiciary Committee and straight on to the floor of the House, and it's almost a certainty that the hate bill will pass the House. There's such a wide margin of numerical superiority of the Democrats, the hate bill Democrats, over Republicans, that we can almost conclude that the hate bill will pass. However, the Senate is a very different matter. It takes 60 votes to pass any legislation in the Senate, and of course, with the new numbers of Democrats coming into the Senate, plus the turncoat Republicans supporting the hate bill, they certainly seem to have a filibuster-proof majority in the Senate. However, last year, when the vote came up in the Senate for the hate bill, no less than four Democrats defected from hate bill support and came over and voted against the hate bill. And there was 11 in the, I believe, in the House of Representatives. Now, if we are proactive and we begin to stir up a lot of controversy in Congress right now, I mean tomorrow morning, getting those calls coming in there and demanding hearings, it's very, very important that this bill not be allowed to slip through very quickly and go straight to the docket and then onto the floor of the House. We have to demand hearings, because hearings will, number one, slow down the process of hate bill passage. It'll give time for more calling, more controversy, and so on. But it'll also give Republicans time to be energized, inspired, like they were last time around in the previous Congress, to add amendments and propose changes, foul up the works, if you will, and continue to give spirit to the rest of the Republicans in the House to oppose the hate bill. And it has to be decided first, usually in the House, then it goes to the Senate, and hopefully we can do the same thing there, demanding hearings. So, you know, in the last couple of years, there has been an enormous increase in the awareness of the danger of hate crimes laws. And in fact, in Canada right now, many Canadian newspapers are calling for repeal of the federal hate crime law as pertains to the Internet, Section 13A.
Yeah.
And this is a good sign. It's a sign and an encouragement to us that if we can hold the fort, if we can continue to hold back a federal hate bill here in the United States, it may well be that even European, Canadian, and Australian hate laws could be modified or actually rescinded.
Uh-huh.
So it's just so vital. If I could just give the toll-free number, I would really appreciate it, Jack, right now.
Yes, please do, brother.
Yes, here's the toll-free.
Give it several times, matter of fact.
Okay,
I know I tell my listeners to come armed to this program with pencil and pen, but I know some of them's running to get their pen right now.
Okay. Well, we'll repeat this several times throughout the rest of the program.
Yeah,
but
good deal.
The familiar toll-free number to Congress, which does work now, is 877-851-6437. Again, that toll-free number to your member of Congress, 877-851-6437. And in case that's not working, there is a toll number, which is 202-225-3121. Again, that toll number, 202-225-3121. Now, if you have no idea who your members of the Senate and of the House are, it doesn't make any difference. Call those numbers, and the receptionist Capitol Hill operator will say, well, what's your zip code? Quickly, she will route you to the offices of your senators and representatives.
Good deal. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's really no excuse. You can do it without spending a nickel, but it's so vital that you leave a simple message. Just say, please don't vote for any hate crimes bill. Now, I say any hate crimes bill because the title of this bill changes usually every Congress. It used to be the Hate Crimes Prevention Act, then the Matthew Shepard Hate Crimes Prevention Act, and so on. It may be different, but they do know what the federal hate crimes bill is. It's very well known. And just say, please don't vote for any hate crimes bill. And you might even tell them, please have hearings for this very dangerous legislation. We've got to get those hearings if it's humanly possible.
Good deal, brother. Okay. Yes, we can do that. And tomorrow morning, I'll be on the telephone doing just that, brother.
Good yes. For you. Now,
you want to give out those numbers again?
Because
Some people probably just got back with their pen and paper.
Okay. I'll give those in just a second. Let me just, I just want to say one thing.
Okay.
In order to stimulate calls, in order to stimulate controversy, we first have to educate. And I've just come out with a short 10-minute hard-hitting video debunking hate bill lies. And it's right there at truthtellers.org, www.truthtellers.org. Go to Truthtellers after the program tonight, and all you do is click on there from the homepage, and you can watch this 10-minute documentary. Take that and email it to your friends. It's on Google. It's on YouTube right now, but you can watch it at Truth Tellers. Disseminate that. Spread that as far and wide as you possibly can. Play it in your Sunday school class. Play it at church. Play it in your Christian or conservative study group, whatever.
Yeah.
But this video is so quick, so easy to take and understand. It's meant to be watched literally by millions. And what we want to do is have people watch this video. Of course, we have these numbers right at the end of the video, getting people to also call in protest. So, again, the number, the toll-free number to your member of the House or the Senate is 877-851-6437. Again, that toll-free number, 877-851-6437. And then the toll number is 202-225-3121. Again, 202-225-3121. And give them a simple message. Please don't vote for any kind of hate crimes legislation. And also, please ask for hearings on this dangerous legislation.
Okay, brother. Well,
now,
fantastic. We can do that. We can do it because we've got a lot of activists that listen to this show, Reverend Ted Pike. And how about give out your contact information, too, for your website, and so people can go read. You have a old articles on your website, don't you, brother?
Yes, we
like,
have.
On the Talmud and the Kabbalah.
Oh, absolutely.
I read here last year, matter of fact. Yeah.
That's
very important reading for people because they'll begin to see why the ADL, which is run by these communist Zionist Gentiles that call themselves Jews and are not, just like Jesus says in Revelations 2:9, I know this blasphemy of them that say they're Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. And so they hate Christ, always have hate Christ, and they hate Christians. And so this is just the beginning, folks, of very evil, very wicked acts of, and crimes against Christians in this nation. Don't you believe that too, Reverend Pike?
Well, certainly Jesus prophesied persecution against the church in the end times.
Yes.
And most evangelical believers believe in persecution, but they don't want to believe that it's going to come from the synagogue of Satan, evil Jewish leaders.
Yes. Well, they better think again. They better read their material on the Pharisees' Talmud and the Kabbalah if they want to see the truth. Or go to your website, brother. We'll be right back and give out your website right after this break.
And now, the Officer Jack McLam program on GCN Radio.
Okay, folks, we're coming right back with Reverend Ted Pike. Reverend Ted Pike, give out that contact information and also tell our listeners out there, if you can, about how they can read your reports on the Talmud and the Kabbalah that I read last year that were absolutely excellent.
Yes, our website again is www.truthtellers.org. And by the way, truthtellers.org is the premier website authority on hate crimes legislation in the whole world.
It sure is. Yeah.
You can go to Google if you don't believe me. Go there and you'll find ADL, who's the architect of hate crimes legislation. They're number one, but basically Truth Tellers is number two on Google. And the whole world is coming to Truth Tellers because we have such a wealth of educational helps and information and articles.
Yeah.
Let me just give propose a couple here that when you come to Truth Tellers you might look into. We have a very, very powerful flyer there. It can be printed both front and back, and we have both sides. You can download that, print that out, and make your own copies in your local copy shop or whatever, and send it around to your friends and pass it out at church.
Very good.
And on and on. Put it in the windshield wipers of your church if that's legal.
That's right.
Get that flyer spreading out to churches and conservative groups in your area. You can also email that flyer even to members of Congress or to religious leaders, etc. Very powerful flyer. We used it last session of Congress to very good effect. It's been updated and is a powerful tool. Also, at Truth Tellers, we have the entire text of the hate bill, which was called the Local Law Enforcement Enhancement Act, when I did a very detailed analysis of exactly what it says. And I go through the whole bill with red underlining and in my own textual commentary of exactly what the hidden threat of this hate bill really does entail. That's a must read for those who really want to have the facts and know the substance of why this hate bill is so dangerous to freedom.
Yes. Yeah,
but also at Truth Tellers, we have a box up there on the homepage where you can sign up for our e-alerts, and it's especially important that lovers of freedom and free speech right now receive my reports literally the instant I send them out and have these cutting-edge instructions and guidelines and reports coming to you immediately, because this is a battle. This is a battle to the finish for freedom, and you as a soldier in God's army of truth and freedom, you've got to know what kind of latest information is available so that you can respond in the most effective way. So everyone should be on our e-list. Many, many thousands are on it right now, and including very influential people as well as patriots everywhere, and you should be among that number.
Yes, brother. Yeah, it's very important because you do excellent updates and share these things with us when we need to take action, like in Psalms 94:16, where God says, "Rise up for me against the evildoers and stand up for me against the workers of iniquity." That, those are action words, brother, and that's exactly what God wants us to do when Christians and the Bible is being attacked as haters. And the number one haters of all, the ADL, are the ones accusing us of this.
That's right. And we must remember that we did spectacularly defeat the hate bill last term of Congress with the help of Almighty God. And
yes.
God is still on his throne. He is still looking over, watching over this nation. He wants very much to preserve free speech so that America can still become a bastion of evangelism and missions activity and praise of God, of his name among the nations. He does not want the federal hate bill to pass, and therefore he is very willing to respond to a remnant of faith who will take action and know their God and take action and do mighty works. And really the mightiest work most people can do right now is to lift up that telephone receiver tomorrow morning and get those calls going to your elected representatives. Now, also, at truthtellers.org, we have the list, the complete and latest list of all members of the House and Senate. Don't confine your calling just to the kind of the obligatory members of Congress from your district. There are many members of the Senate that you should be calling. In fact, I believe the real battle is going to be in the U.S. Senate again. And if we can blitz the Senate and overwhelm it with opposition starting tomorrow, these even the pro-hate bill senators are going to have second thoughts about going against the will of the people. And you can bet the homosexuals are going to be calling too. And
oh, yes. Surely
the Christians and conservative forces of this nation should be able to outshout the homosexuals in favor of freedom. So especially, I would say, if you can call your basically the members of Congress from your state and district, but also find our list of the 100 U.S. senators and call all of them over a period maybe of a couple of days. It'll only take you an hour and a half or so to make 100 calls on that toll-free number.
Very important, brother. Very important.
Just flood them with
millions of calls.
Yeah, that'll have a tendency to soften them and to shake them up a bit. There's so much public protest. You know, in lobbying work, a legislator says that if he receives one call, it stands for 1,000 people who think the same way but didn't have the scratch to call.
Right.
So you may say, well, what does my one call mean? Oh, it means a lot. It means there's
1,000
people.
It means 1,000.
It means 1,000 of his constituents who
right.
have the power to vote him out of office next time around at the polling places. Think the way you do against hate laws. So don't minimize the power against all odds of God to pull another rabbit out of this black hate bill hat like he has done 5 times over the last 10 years. You realize in every hate bill we've been in since 1998, we have been overwhelmingly outnumbered by the number of members of Congress who would vote for the hate bill, and yet in circumstance after circumstance, God creates disarray and confusion among the hate bill forces. He creates flukes. He creates problems so that the hate bill is not able to squeak through and bring an end to freedom to the United States of America. He can do that again, even though the hour seems more black than it has ever seemed before, if
yes.
we call to God.
Praise God, brother. Praise God. Yes. We'll start on that early in the morning.
Because that's right.
On the West Coast here, it's 3 hours difference than the East Coast, so we need to get on it really early in the morning.
That's right. Get those calls going in even before the senators and the House members are down in the rotundas. Get those calls going in. Let them know that this is a red button issue. This is a hot issue. People are feeling very passionate about this. And the last thing they should do is allow this to sail through the judiciary committees without fair and honest hearings.
Yes. And also, brother, I would say this for those that are looking to get in the fight and really do a good work, call one time and call all 100 congressmen there, or senators rather, and then wait a couple days and do it again.
Absolutely.
You know, and then wait a couple days and do it again.
Yeah, nobody's going to.
Many times they don't know that you're the same person that called 2 days before.
That's right. And, you know, everything's left there in love and war. And the war
right.
we're in is a war, a very honorable war for the preservation of freedom. And,
yes.
And we mustn't stumble on ideas. Well, I've made my calls and that's all I'm duty bound, or it might embarrass me if they recognize my name again. No. Call across state boundaries. You don't have to confine yourself to your own state. Call everywhere, but particularly the U.S. Senate, because the liberals are so far out in front in the House, and they do vote as a block, that our chances are almost non-existent in the House. I'm not saying you shouldn't call the House, but make
yeah,
sure
we need to call the House, too, and just hammer on them and hope and pray that God will use that to turn some of those voters around.
Sure.
Yeah.
But the main battle can be won in the Senate, and just make sure that's adequately covered repeatedly.
Good deal, brother. So much appreciate you, brother, Reverend Ted Pike. And remember, folks, www.truthtellers.org. Truth Tellers is one word. Truthtellers.org. Okay? Brother, thank you. God bless you for standing up against the evildoers and rising up against the workers of iniquity.
Thank you, Jack. Couldn't do it without you.
Okay. God bless you now. Thanks so much. Take care. Okay, folks, that's it for tonight. Hope you have a great evening. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you. Good night.